Simon for On the White at St Mary's at the presentation of the Cuddle Cot. And we're with...
Anne Hinton. I'm the island coordinator for the National Charity of SANS, which is the Stillbirth and Neonatal Death Society.
And could you give us a quick intro as to what that society does?
Well, we're here to befriend anybody who is a bereaved parent, bereaved grandparent, or even if you're a friend of somebody who's lost a baby, so we can support you while you're working your way through the process of coming to terms with what has happened and the normal process of grieving.
And that's something people get in touch with you. The hospital makes those people aware that you exist as an organisation?
Yes. When something has happened, there's an event happened in the hospital, they're given all the information verbally and in leaflet form, and they take this home, and then it's entirely up to them whether they contact us at a later date. However, they do have bereavement midwives who go out straight away and support the family initially, and sometimes it is a suggestion that they might like to contact us and talk with other people who have been in a similar situation at a different time.
And the contribution the Cuddle Cot's going to make, do you think that's something that's you're behind, do you think it's useful?
I think it's going to give parents another choice. Obviously it's not something you've actually ever dreamed of you've got to deal with until it actually happens, and it does give you more time to spend with your baby.
And the fact that people can take it home might seem, an initial reaction might be the unit and obviously the child as well, might seem quite strange for people, that the idea that you take your child home.
I think what you want to do is, everything happens very quickly usually, and you want to spend time with a baby that you've just actually had arriving in the world, and it's quite a natural thing to want to spend time with them. This might seem very unusual to people who've not actually thought it through, but I think, like all these stages of a bereavement, the more it's openly talked about and thought about, it makes it slightly more a subject that bereaved parents can discuss.
And it is that option, as you say, it doesn't have to happen, but if they choose that's the right thing for them after consideration, then it's there for them.
Yes, I think it's an option there, and you can decide whether it's for you. It's like visiting a funeral director's home. It's a choice. A lot of people would not want to do it, but some people would, and I think it's about having that choice.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Simon.